July 23, 2005, the Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group, the Abdullah Azzam Brigades, killed 88 people in the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. People often underestimate the importance of ideologues. They really should not. Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. If you've read anything I've written over the past 5+ years in this blog series, you know that there are a few terms and phrases I really don't like. These include A. War on terrorism, B. Lone wolf, C. De-radicalization, and D. Self-radicalization. This last one in particular really gets my goat. It is used constantly by government officials who really do not know what they're talking about. The phrase suggests that anyone, and I mean anyone, can ramp up to carry out a terrorist attack all in their lonesome. They can, 1. Get angry at some perceived injustice, 2. Internalize an ideology that provides the rationale for an attack, and 3. Execute it by themselves. In actual fact, only parts 1 and 3 are partially true, and I stress partially true. The reality is that no one, with very, very few exceptions, can figure out an ideology to the extent where they understand it enough to use it to justify mass casualty attacks. Most people are just not that smart, and most ideologies are complex. The latter take ideologues, or radicalizers, to explain it to the former. When it comes to Islamist terrorism, there have been a great number of such men, near all men to the best of my knowledge. Sayyid Qutb, Anwar al-Awlaki, Maulana Mawdudi, and Abdullah Azzam. I would rank Azzam and Qutb as the foremost jihadi thinkers of the 20th century. Both men have a large corpus of literature to speak of and have spawned ideas that are still effective today. And Azzam has a terrorist group named after him. On this day in 2005, at least 88 people were killed and 200 injured when car bombs ripped through the shopping and hotel areas in the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. The dead included British, Russian, Dutch, Kuwaiti, Saudi, and Qatari nationals. Several hours after the attack, a group citing ties to Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the explosion on an Islamist website. The group, the Abdullah Azzam Brigades, was one of two extremist groups that also claimed responsibility for an October 20, 2004 set of bombings at the Egyptian resorts of Taba and Ras Shaitan that killed 34. The brigades also claimed responsibility for a Cairo bombing in late April 2005. Quote, "This terrorism has nothing to do with any religion because all religions do not allow aggression and do not allow killing civilians and innocents. Those don't belong to Muslims. They are a gang of criminals." You know you've reserved your place in history when a terrorist group names itself after you.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media, by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.